Blog Talk Radio.
Woo! Another Monday. And we are back. Oh, it's been a beautiful week. How you doing, Bree?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing excellent, man. It's about to be a nice show. I love doing this on Mondays. I know a lot of people feel like differently about Mondays, but I look forward to Mondays.
Yeah, like, Mondays are fun, man.
All we doing up today. So, I'm excited. My name is Keith Leonard, for those who don't know, if it's your first time listening in. Thank you for, rocking with You Create Change. You're trying to make a difference here, do something different. And if it's your first time listening, we hope you come back. If you've been a listener for a while, we love you. We appreciate the support. It means so much to us. We're actually trying to make a difference out here and trying to set the new standard for positive and creative people. And I think we're doing quite a good job. So appreciate the people who've been rolling with us. But like always, we want to make sure we want to bring you up to speed and recap really quickly what we talked about last week. Bree, can you help us out with that?
Hi, yes. So my name is Bree Lee, and I'm going to go ahead and give you guys a synopsis of last week. Episode 7 on personal development, we talked about that me time, taking time for yourself. What does it mean? The spirituality, mental and physical steps. So if you guys really want to know what that's about, go back and check on our radio show section on the platform, and you'll be able to get straight to that episode.
All our archives are stored on youcreatechange.us, www.youcreatechange.us. All our archives are still in there, so you can always put yourself up to speed. You can always catch up. You can hear all the mistakes we made at the beginning. You can hear the progression where we are now. And I think that's really important for us to put out so people know that nothing is perfect, that it takes time to build anything and get better. So I feel like we're getting better, and it just feels great to still be doing this. So today we're on episode eight, and we're talking about consciousness. This is going to be a pretty interesting day. I think it's going to get real deep in the next 15 to 20 minutes for a lot of people. So tune in close, and turn your radio up if you listen on the radio. It's not like a music DJ, but I understand why they say that. Turn your radio up, turn your phone up. Just find a good space for you to re-listen to some of this conversation we're going to have today, because it's going to be really impactful. So we're going to get right down to business, consciousness. And what was the question of the week, Bree?
Where do thoughts come from?
That was the question of the week. Every week we do a question that we want to answer to kind of get started. Question of the week was, where do thoughts come from? And for me to answer that question, we don't know. I have no idea where thoughts come from. But what I feel like, or what I imagine it to be, or where they would come from, is from a higher power, a different source, something non-physical, because thoughts are non-physical. It is a level of consciousness that is necessary for thoughts to develop. There's an old saying that says, I think, therefore I am. If you've heard that before,
mm-hmm.
I think, therefore I am. That is so powerful, because in one of the most biblical senses, I am that I am is something that we hear a lot, and it's this I am type feeling, or not even type feeling, just I am type idea that I am. But it never ends at I am one thing. It's just I am. So almost like you can put anything behind I am and it will become a reality for you, and that comes with a level of consciousness. But there are two parts of consciousness. Everybody's conscious. We was kind of talking earlier before the show. I was kind of explaining to Bree my feeling on consciousness and that there's two parts to it. There's an aware aspect and there's an unaware aspect. And I was kind of practicing with her a little bit. And I'm going to do it to, the audience. Right now, there are things that are happening that you're not aware of. And through your lack of awareness, it may underdevelop a sense of consciousness. So I was kind of bringing it to your attention. Breathing. Right now, think about your breathing. If you're listening right now, think about inhaling and think about exhaling. Think about the time it takes. Think about the pattern of which your breathing is developed. Think about where it comes from. Feel where it comes from. Really channel in and think about and feel it. Just become connected. Think about it. Just come connected. Just connect to your breathing pattern. And tell me, how does that feel? Do you feel like it's changing? now that you're thinking about it, now that you're consciously thinking about it, you're aware of it mm-hmm. at this very, very moment,
mm-hmm.
it will change. Or like I said earlier, you know, I can walk in a room and say, somebody lift this chat. Everybody going to lick their lips. And if you're listening right now, you're probably licking your lips. And if you're not licking your lips, now you want to lick your lips because I brought it to your attention that your lips might be dry. So, you know, that is something that you're unaware of that is very apparent. And consciousness is becoming aware of things that are already in existence. Just we just don't know. We're not paying attention to it. We're not giving it energy. We're not giving it focus because it's so there. Not like gravity. We didn't know gravity existed before it did or air. I feel like personally these unaware aspects of our life are just called the subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you do a lot of thinking about the subconscious or a lot of studying on the subconscious. What have you kind of gotten from it so far?
Oh, well, the subconscious is just something that's innate in us. That is a pattern that just continues to happen over and over and over. So breathing, like you were talking about earlier, that's a subconscious act.
Yeah.
Now, just because you brought awareness to it for us, we were able to then, yes, stop and think about our breathing pattern. But now we're probably we probably have moved on since that thought.
Yeah.
So the subconscious act is still happening. So the subconscious is very, very important. It's what molds and shapes you.
I agree with that. That's what you do. The things you do that you don't know that you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, but it's interesting enough to think about it because at one point you had to try to do it, like walking.
Yeah.
You kind of get up and you walk subconsciously. Now, you don't think about walking, you just walk. But at one point, you have to really focus on it and hone in on it and practice it and fail at it mm-hmm. a bunch of times. And you have to do it consciously before it became
a subconscious act.
A subconscious act. And just to bring it to attention to what kind of we do, like we make decisions consciously. They're called conscious decisions most of the time. You know, when you decide to buy something, when you decide to do something, when you decide to go somewhere, you make a conscious decision to do that. It is a conscious decision. What about subconscious decisions? Do you believe that those are you know, those are made too? Do you make subconscious decisions?
Yes.
An example of one would be what? What would you say?
Well, I mean, I would just go back to the example of walking, like
mm-hmm.
you were just saying. You had to make the decision that you were going to walk. At
yes.
some point, you made that decision. Once you made the decision, now it just happened. So it's repetition over and over of the decision that you've created for
right.
yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I look at it. Yeah. So to answer your question.
So like, okay. So I guess I'm looking at an aspect because I just want to get my thoughts on it because, you know, I can go all day.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely want to get a different perspective of the idea of consciousness. And I said it's not about having a higher level of consciousness. It's about having a broader sense of awareness.
Right.
You know, just become aware of the things that already exist there.
Right.
What kind of, for me, it's created a spiritual connection. It's allowed me to be connected with other beings, with other living and non-living things.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I understand that a consciousness is, I am that. I am, you know, I am anything that I come in contact with. And, I mean, do you feel like you are that same person? Do you feel like you come in contact with things and you develop a conscious connection with things?
Well, I would be very careful and not say things because it's not something tangible that I can hold. However, I would agree that when I go into a broader sense of awareness or into a higher level of consciousness, I am now aware of more, but on even deeper than that, I am connected. So because I'm able to connect on a different level, I find myself being able to love better,
mm-hmm.
love more, be honest, be genuine, find joy in everything. So I think the more you dig into consciousness and broaden your awareness, I think the more the positive feelings that you thoroughly enjoy will then begin to seep out of you.
Yeah, and interesting. If you're listening and you're able to get a chance to watch our personal development of the week, it was on consciousness. I don't really know how to say his name because it's so long.
Oh, man.
Do you know how to say it?
It's like Dada. I don't even want to.
Yeah, it's anyway, go to the website, check it out, and you'll see that we posted something on consciousness, and he talks about the universe a lot. And a lot of times I don't like getting – I love getting that deep, but sometimes it's hard to go that deep on air because everyone doesn't really understand. We try to give a good sense of, you know, a good balance of not going too deep because some people are just getting into this stuff. But I must use an example up there about the universe. We have no idea how big the universe is, but we know that we are a part of the universe. We know that we're a small part of something bigger. And we know that wherever we came from, we're going back there.
Mm-hmm.
When he said that the Earth is, you know, a billionth the size, you know, of a pinhead in the universe, that's smaller than an atom, like he said. You know, it's smaller than an electron, and we make up that much of the universe. So there's something that we're connected to that's much larger than us, that gives us purpose, that gives us power. Mm-hmm. Us alone, we actually don't have it. Us alone don't do anything, you know, by ourselves. But there's something that we're connected to, just as that pinhead is connected to the pin. And the point of the pin is where the focus is. That is where the purpose of the pin is. It's not the pinhead. It's the tip of the pin.
Mm-hmm.
So we are all a part of something bigger. And becoming aware of what we are a part of, I think that's a real challenge for people. Just becoming aware, like, what are we here for?
Yeah.
You know, that, like, why am I living? Why do I think? Where do these thoughts come from is one of the biggest things.
How do I use these thoughts? That's a big thing, too, because a lot of times we'll get those thoughts that are coming, but we don't do anything with it because it's too much. It might be overwhelming. We might not know what to do with it, so we begin to distract ourselves and just sit down and just watch TV all day instead of stopping and listening to our thoughts.
Well, you know, I said it before. People love chaos.
Hey.
Because they don't have to think.
I understand
so
that.
So when you have nothing to do, you turn on music. When you have nothing to do, you turn on the TV. When you have nothing to do, you may read something. We got nothing to do. You want something to give you something to think about versus sitting there and allowing these thoughts to come to you.
Yeah.
But they come to you. So where do they come from? They come to you. You have to allow. It's kind of like if somebody comes into your house, you need to have a parking space for them. If you want these certain thoughts to come to you, these levels of consciousness, you have to create room for it.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to sit down and not do nothing else and allow these thoughts to come to you.
Oh.
And show up, park itself, present itself,
yeah,
and to let you explore these thoughts.
Yeah.
So that's what you do with them. You
yeah.
park the thoughts and you explore them. You create more of them. You just research the thought. That's all that's necessary. And I say Bree is one of the all-time thinkers that I know. When she gets a thought, I mean, she acts on it immediately. I've never met anyone that acts on ideas and thoughts more than her. And I've shared this. For her, I'll say it's a gift and a curse. But I've never met anyone who does that. So I think that you're a perfect example of someone who, when you get a thought, you research it, you explore it, and that is why you have such a level of consciousness, because you give yourself space for thoughts to park itself.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike most people, we in so much chaos,
yeah,
and when we have time to settle, to just relax, we don't.
Yeah.
We allow other things to bombard our thoughts,
oh,
to
yeah.
bombard our consciousness. And we can only think of one thing at a time. So,
mm-hmm. And you touched on something earlier about making mental space, like making room on the plate,
yeah,
basically.
Make
mm-hmm. some room on a plate so that you can be able to really dive into that mentality of what it is that you want, where you're going, what's happening, whatever it is. But, yeah.
When that thought comes and parks itself, for some reason, you get in. It now becomes subconscious. It's like when you park your car at home, you're not thinking about your car when you get out and park. You're not thinking about, is my car still outside? You know it's outside. It's subconscious. When you come out, you expect it to be there. Kind of like when you're walking, you expect the ground to continue to be in front of you. You know, a subconscious is a part of faith. You have faith that you're going to keep breathing, right? But you're breathing subconsciously. Subconscious goes, I'm sorry, I'm using my hands. You know, when it gets serious, somebody using their hands. So I lost my thought a little bit. What was I saying?
Subconscious, while you're walking.
Yes,
you
okay.
You have faith.
Subconscious falls on a line with faith. It's not even like I have faith. It's like I have so much faith, I don't even need to think about having faith.
Right, right, right.
Those are subconscious things. You don't think about breathing. You don't think about blinking. You blink at a subconscious rate. You don't think about that.
You don't think about swallowing.
No, you don't think about swallowing. You don't think about, I got to make sure I pee 4 times today. These are things you don't think about. These are subconscious things that are developed, and you have faith that they're just going to, you don't know where, we don't know where the nearest bathroom is, but you have faith that when you have to go to the restroom, there's going to be one, a restroom.
Or you'll create one.
Or you will create one. Either way, you have complete faith. And that's a subconscious. You don't control your bladder. You don't control your bowel movement. It's subconscious. It's working without you having to put idea for it. So when you allow space for those thoughts to come and park itself, it takes up space in your mind. It parks itself in the subconscious part of your brain and works alone. And I believe that is majority of where success comes from. It is when you're doing it, it's like when Kobe shoots a jump shot, he's not thinking about his form correct. He's just shooting the ball. He has faith. He thinks it's going to go in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so as we talk about faith, as we talk about subconscious, we talk about having a broader level of consciousness, I'm definitely excited to bring in our feature of the week. If you've been watching, if you've been seeing, you know that we have media and TV journalists Ty Lee coming on air right now live, and we're going to be talking to her, asking her some questions. She has no idea what questions we're going to ask, so it's all going to be real. It's all going to be subconscious, so to speak. So without further ado, we're going to bring in Miss Ty Lee. I believe we have her right here. Miss Ty,
yes,
are you there?
Yes. Yes, I am. Thank you so much, Bree and Keith. I truly appreciate you guys for giving me this platform to speak. What you guys are doing is absolutely amazing. So kudos to both of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So sweet, man. Ty's one of the sweet people I know. So, Ty, thank you. We wanted to bring you on. You create change because we believe that you are creating a major difference. We've reviewed your stuff, and Bree seen it, and she had nothing. She said, this girl must be on our platform. So Bree was definitely a major advocate for you. I just want you to know that behind the scenes.
Yes, very excited for you, Miss Ty.
Thank you so much.
So as we get started, I got a couple questions for you, of course, and please feel free to answer, you know, however, whatever style you would like to. But for those who don't know, you cover a lot of media. You cover a lot of entertainment. What made you kind of get into this field of entrepreneurship as far as building your own type of name for yourself in the journalism industry?
Building a name for myself came naturally, being that I am different from many other journalists out there. You don't see too many young Black women in the entertainment industry, and if you do, it's very rare. So building a name for myself came easily because I decided to just go along with who I am, which is I am Ty Lee. And I can't get any more raw than just that, because you don't see that. You don't really see a young Black woman out there. You're always seeing, you know, the standard white man, older white man. So I wanted to make sure I built upon myself just being me when it came down to covering media and entertainment.
As being, you know, a young Black woman in this industry, I'm sure there are many challenges. Can you kind of like show us how you get, you know, knock down some of these walls or these roadblocks?
You know, competition in the media world is super cutthroat, and I find myself having to work harder than most, and that also helps me stand out compared to everyone else. So to knock down competition and everything, you know, I just put God first throughout everything, and just make sure that I practice my craft repetitively, whether it's sometimes, like you mentioned before, it happens subconsciously. I don't even realize I'm practicing my craft
Like sometimes I'm reading something or I'll try to read it out loud, or if I'm watching television, I try to mimic their mannerisms when I'm watching E! News or TMZ or anything of that nature. So something that helps me knock out my competition is definitely practicing what I do. And something that I like to say about that is if you don't expect progress without a process, and practicing my craft is very important to me when it comes down to this industry.
So how do you find that, I guess, that space that I was kind of talking about to, you know, have those thoughts come in, you know, for your practice time or, you know, your subconscious time? Like what avenues do you take to allow those new thoughts for those, you know, new projects to come? Because I know you kind of are self-made, and I've seen you, for those who don't know, you know, interview celebrities and, you know, write about, you know, big events that are happening. How do you find your own time to kind of do that? How do you find, like, where do your thoughts come from?
Oh, my gosh, where do they come from? I have no idea, and that was actually a great question, because you can't answer where your thoughts come from and how you go about doing something of that nature. It just happens for me. I know a lot of times when I'm out and I'm about to head to a certain event, I find myself just thinking, okay, so how should I word this question? Or I'll pull out my notepad and think of a new question and rearrange something. I know for sure I do go to the internet a lot for, you know, guidance when it comes down to how to interview and prep for my questions. And I definitely, like I mentioned before, I love E! News. I love entertainment news. So I definitely make sure I watch KTLA 5 when they have their entertainment, or I listen to the radio when I listen to Tammy Mack and them gossip about different celebrities. I'm making sure I soak in every aspect of what they do so I can not only do it but be better at it.
If this is an industry, you know, in which, like you said earlier, you know, it's becoming a bit saturated. It's a lot of bloggers. I mean, everybody's blogging now. Everybody's got a YouTube channel. Everybody's got something to look at. You know, how do you create change in this industry?
I create change in this industry because I like to touch on the things that many other people probably would not, and that is highlighting on those that are the unsung heroes, the actors many people don't even hear of anymore, like, oh, they're still doing something. For example, I'm covering a television show called In the Cut, and today's the 24th, it airs tomorrow on the 25th, so make sure you look for that on Bounce TV, a little plug right there for them. But I like to talk about the different actors that are out there that don't get that love anymore. Like, for example, the young man that was on The Parkers that played as T, or Stanley Ogilvie that we know from The Parkers as well. They're both on this television show, and I like to talk about those that people forget, definitely. And then that way they get their platform, and you're just highlighting on those people. And I also like to touch on the community. People forget about the community a lot of times, you know, from the Zelle 4 situation that took place. People just move on and forget about that type of stuff. I like to make sure that I'm in the heart of whatever situation that's going on. I like to be there and soak it all in. For example, I was able to go to an event where a young woman and her husband were on Skid Row, and what they do, they have a platform for the homeless people where they're able to express themselves through spoken word and poetry. And no one knows about. Nobody knows about what they're doing for the community, what they're doing for these people. It's like a scholarship for these homeless people, for them to have a school to go to where they can learn how to read and write and how they can express themselves as they're graduating from this school that no one knows about. And it's blessing them with jobs and opportunities because of this platform that this couple was bringing to the table.
So you're able to bring, you know, I guess what I like to say, you like to shine where the sun don't. That was actually part of I know it sounds funny. That was actually part of one of our mission statements, and we quickly deleted that because we realized where people would think about that. But I gotta ask you, because you are in this realm, and social media is everything right now. It's kind of like you're not human if you don't have a Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's like you don't exist. It's like better than having a Social Security card at this point, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so, so I mean, I gotta ask you. You know, I love the I am Ty Lee, because I talked about the I am earlier, and if you could put anything behind that, and it weighs true and honest, and like you said, raw. Your social media approach, you know, you have Ty Lee TV. How does that journalism and blogging incorporate with social media when there's so many spammers or there's a bunch of people promoting stuff? How do you, you know, find your own little lane, you know, in social media?
Dealing with social media is a very tricky world for sure. And I make sure I find my lane by just being completely honest about everything. For example, last night, Eazy-E's son talked about how he feels that Suge Knight was behind the killing of his father. And I felt kind of, you know, on his side when it came to that, because I did see the movie Straight Outta Compton and so on and so forth. And there was something that he mentioned at the end of his tweet that I reposted, or his Instagram post, which was he commented about Ice Cube's song and how it kind of coincides with Eazy-E's death. And I DM'd him and I asked him with hopes of, you know, why did you coincide what Ice Cube said about, you know, Eazy-E? Do you think that he has something to do with your father's death, anything of that nature? And basically his honest opinion was, I don't think he had anything to do with it, but I feel like he did know what happened, but he's being quiet about it. So my thing is, try to always get to the truth. Try to always ask questions. I don't want to just post something that's super random that everybody's talking about just so it can trend. I like to look and do my research before I post anything. And that's something that's really important, and making sure I use a lot of hashtags so I can get a lot of views as well.
Hashtagging is really that big, huh? You know,
oh, yeah,
talk a lot about
definitely.
And I'm not too. I got to get my hashtag game up. Like, apparently, well,
all about the hashtag.
Well, you know, and it's interesting that you talk about Straight Outta Compton. For, I guess I'm the only person in the world who still hasn't seen it. I'm always late on things.
oh my gosh.
For some reason, I'm always late on things. But I think that, just kind of bring this to a close, I think that it brought awareness of, you know, where the hip-hop culture comes from, where I think a lot of the modern culture comes from, because now modern culture is based off of hip-hop culture. I think you know, from what I've seen and the music I know of them, they brought a larger consciousness by sharing history. And I think that's
right.
Important, you know, with levels of consciousness. It seems like the more you learn about what already happened, the higher level of consciousness you grow. And I talked about it last week, you know, reading the Gita, reading things like the Bible, reading the Quran, reading, you know, whatever scripture or biblical or, you know, whatever type of old, ancient scripture you read, it always brings you to a higher level of consciousness. And I think that's
right.
What, you know, this movie is able to do. Ty, I thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, guys.
Please tell people where they can find you, where they can look for you at.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at I am Ty Lee, T-H-A-I, last name Lee, L-E-E. You can go to my personal website, which is tyleetv.com. Still under construction, but be sure to look out for some amazing work and product coming on that site for sure.
There it is. Ty Lee, you create change. Thank you so much. We just want to jump in really quickly as we wrap this up tonight, another Monday night successful. We just want to let you know what we have up for next week. Bree, please.
All right. So next week we have a very, very, very funny man. His name is Juice. This man has created his own stand-up company where it's called Layups to Stand-Up. He's going to be bringing in some funny tips and some successful tips on how to turn your failures into success.
You hear it next week, Juice, and we're also going to be talking about what it means to be consistent. So our topic of next week is going to be consistency and how important that is to reach level of success or achieve any goal. Once again, we want to say thank you. Please like us on Facebook. Please follow our Instagram at You Create Change, our Twitter at You Create Change, create with an 8, of course. And we want to give love, blessings, and everyone one love. Thank you. You create change.